Okay, Chevra, we're sort of going to backtrack. In other words, the first shiur that we gave, like in the Hakdama to Borer, we spoke about the Bahamar, the Yeshuas Yaakov, about whether it's considered a Melacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa, and as part of that shiur, we touched on this machlekes between the Ramah and the Taz, about whether there's an Isser of Borer B'min Echad, right? The Ramah famously quotes in the Trumas Hadeshen that there's no Isser Borer B'min Echad, that to have Borer it has to be Shnei Minim, but the Taz assumes that there is a din of Borer B'min Echad, and the Taz proves this from the Taisvis on Ayin Dalet, when Taisvis quotes on Abenu Chananel, that the item that I want is Ochel, the item that I don't want is Psolas. That means, even though it's the same item, what I want or what I don't want is Kaiveya, whether it's Ochel or Psolas. That's the first Yisod that the Taz has. And then the Taz continues towards the end of Sivkatin Beis. And the Taz basically assumes that when we say Hayyarafan is Shnei Mine Ochlem is a Chiddush, right? Min Echad, right? Min Echad is a Dover Pashut, that there's going to be Borer. Meaning, according to the Taz, I would have thought apparently that Shnei Mine Ochlem is not subject to Borer, because these items are really very different, no? Shnei Mine Eichlem, if I have carrots and peas, they look very different. I would have thought that there's no Borer at all. Kamash Malon, that even Shnei Mine Eichlem has Borer. But by Min Echad, it's a Dover Pashut, that there is Borer, according to the Taz. No? The Svara of the Taz does sound somewhat similar to the Svara of the Aruch HaShulchan that I gave you in the Maror Makomis. In other words, the Hava Mina is that peas and carrots is Shnei Minei Eichlem, and it's not subject to Borer. Why? I'm assuming, I'm reading a teeny bit into the Taz, but I'm assuming that's because parrots and peas and carrots are very nikar, which is which. Nonetheless, there still is borer by peas and carrots. The Aruch HaShulchan really says that, lahalacha, but in the Aruch HaShulchan's world view, right, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that's nikar harbe la'ein haro'eh, breir is not shayich. That's called netila ba'alma. Now, whether the Aruch HaShulchan, I think peas and carrots is mamish nikar, no? It's mamish nikar. One is orange, one is green. But mitoich katnusan, that's why it requires both. That's why there's a din of breira. Something that's larger for the Aruch HaShulchan borer is not shayach. Again, I think the Taz is saying a very similar svara. La halacha, there's a chiddush that there is borer even b'shnei mini eichlem. Right? That's basically what emerges from the Taz. But min echad, definitely there is borer. Now, I should just point out, and we'll talk about this a little more in a few minutes, that the svara of the Aruch HaShulchan is put by many in the same camp as the svara of the Aruch HaMeach. However, when you think about it, the Aruch HaMeach is saying something very different than the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that it can't be a taruvis if it's mamish nikar la'ayin, no? If you learned Yerideya with me, you know that this Aruch HaShulchan is exactly the same as the Aruch HaShulchan by the din of Beria, no? Remember, we learned in Simen Kuf of Yerideya, the dinim that a Beria is not batal. The Aruch HaShulchan basically has a svara that he says anything that really looks different That's not going to be included in this halacha, correct? It's a very similar idea in the Aruch HaShulchan. It's totally a nicker. The Aruch HaMeach Svara might end up in the same place, but for a very different reason. The Aruch HaMeach is saying that's only called Bayer if it's something that you use the items together. Something like plates, where I use each one on its own, or cutlery. For the Aruch HaMeach, that's not going to be Bayer. Bo'er is only when you use the items together. Even though the Taz and Sifkat and Yud Beis, Tainas, that there is Bo'er on Kalim, but that's only the type of Kalim when you use it together. It's, you end up in a similar place like the Aruch HaShulchan ends up. But you end up saying something along the lines that, you know what, if I have clothing in the closet or Sfarim on the bookshelf, there might not be Bo'er at all, correct? Because in those situations, right, it's Nikr. So for the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not Bo'er. I use each one on its own. So for the Aruch HaMeach, it's not Bo'er. It's a similar Svara, right, or it's, you end up in a similar place, but it's for a different type of Svara. Okay. Nachzor l'Rishonos. Back to this Taz and Sifkat and Beis. The very end of the Taz, the Taz quotes from a Maharil in Hilchos Pesach, where the Maharil speaks about grinding matzah on Yontiv is mutter. There's no iser of tchina, because ein tchina achar tchina. But you should be careful not to be bayer the bigger pieces of matzah from the smaller pieces of matzah, because there is bayer ba'eichlam. Ad kan divrei Maharil. Says the Taz, the Maharil is telling me, don't separate the big pieces of matzah from the small pieces of matzah. That teaches me that there's borer b'minechod. Then there's borer b'minechod. And that would be a raya, says the Taz, that I'm right, and the Ramah, Trumas Hadashen, are wrong. Whew. As I state in Taz. Now, yesh lidchos, that there is no raya from this Maharil. You see, when I grind matzah, you know what I'm trying to do? There's an evil practice that Jews who are not Hasidish have, which is called gebrux. It's mamish from the Isurim HaChamurim Shebetayra. Now what gebrux basically means is that you take your matzah, you grind your matzah up into matzah meal, and then you make a cake out of it, no? To make a cake out of matzah, the matzah must be ground well enough that it's ke'ilu, it's like flour. No? And that's when there's a problem, because it's like flour. Zok de Magen Avraham in Simin Tav Kuf Daled, Se'if Kot in Tes, that when the Maharil says, I should be careful about being borer my big pieces of matzah for my small pieces of matzah, that's because the small pieces of matzah have a totally different usage than my big pieces of matzah. My small pieces of matzah are matzah meal that I can use to make a cake. It has a different hishtamshus and gansin. My big piece of matzah, I can't make a cake out of it. The yisod of the Magen Avraham is that there's only borer b'shnei. However, I define what a min is or not le'inyin oichlim also based on hishtamshus. Even for food, hishtamshus can define what's called a min and what's not called a min. That's what emerges from the Magen Avraham. No, that's already. Right? It's a very different take on the Maharil than the Taz has, and it ends up in a very different location. Oh, so far so good? Let's go weiter. Many of the poskim try to bring a raya that the Taz is right from a Magen Mishnah. From a Rashi. Before we get to the Magen Mishnah, we'll talk about a Rashi. On Ayin Dalid Omid Beis, the Gemara speaks about Haiman da'avir chavita, Haiman da'avir chalta. If I make a nest of some sort, I make a barrel of some sort. And in the process of doing this, Rashi writes, I'm in violation of the malacha borer, Because what I'm doing is I'm separating the bigger racks from the smaller racks. No? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make, let's say, a keli. And I have dirt. If I want to make the keli with the dirt, I'm going to have to push away the bigger racks, because the bigger racks can't be part of my keli. You see that you're separating racks from other racks, big racks and small racks. Small racks are going to be part of my keli. Big racks are not part of my keli. And the Achrayim say, oh! You see from Rashi, that even though it's min echad, right, they're both racks, there still is borer. However, kefi divareinu, that maybe there's a different hagdara. Maybe I define stuff as being min she'enai mina, as being two minim, based on hishtamshos, so we could be docha the raya from Rashi. Because what Rashi says, I'm separating my big racks from my small racks. You know why there's a difference between big racks and small racks? Because small racks are so small, those pebbles, they become part of the dirt, and it becomes part of the keli. It has a totally different hishtamshos than my big racks, which are just racks that I push aside. Right? This is what Rav Asher Weiss has in Siman Samach Vav Ois Aleph, the Sofo. Rav Asher Weiss points out that although there are some who try to bring a raya from the Rashi, that Rashi holds that there is boyer b'min echad, ken min zogin, we're going to say that no, that big racks and small racks is considered two different meaning. Very similar to what we're pointing out from that Magen Avraham in Tav Kuf Dalet, that big pieces of matzah and smaller pieces of matzah have totally different ishtam shuyos. And that's what it's called two different meaning. Right? Ari.
Would that still work if you say Basar
Shemazmina? Wait. We're going to have to unpackage this more. I think the answer is yes. But, wait. So in other words, yes. But we'll have to wait. So far, so good? Okay, let's go back there a little bit. Whether there's Boyer B'min Echad or not, everyone and their uncle brings a proof from a comment of the Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Shavisas Asar Halacha Gimel. Right? I gave this to you in the Magen Kodesh, I believe. Right? The Magen Mishnah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. You see, there's a din that Mishum Agmas Nefesh, they permitted one to do Knivas Hayerek B'Yom HaKippurim. Knivas Hayerek means something. Rashi and the Rambam learn that Knivas Hayerek is some action that you're pulling the Alim Ufashim off from the better leaves. I have a head of lettuce. Some of the leaves are abyssal rotten. Others of the leaves are better. I separate the bad leaves from the good leaves. That's called Knivas Hayerek. We permit one to do Knivas Hayerek on Yom HaKippurim min HaMincha ulamayla. Other Rishonim say, whoa, if you're separating bad leaves from good leaves, wouldn't that be a malacha mamish of bore or a da'iraisa? How can we permit Mishum Agmas Nefesh, how can we permit you to do an Isra da'iraisa? So therefore the Rashba, Ran, the other school of Rishonim say that Knivas Hayerek, right, so come on, Kuf Yudalek, Knivas Hayerek, according to these other Rishonim, means that I am rinsing my lettuce rather than I am pulling off the bad leaves of lettuce from the good leaves. Correct? Big Machlokas HaRishonim. Now the Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel says, how are you allowed to do this? How are you allowed to pull off bad leaves from good leaves? So clearly that's a point there. So the Magen Mishnah says something to the effect of that lo mikri borer ela mitol psolas gomor o min ochel mimin ochel acher kanizgar per chesur Shabbos halacha yud beis aval zeh hakol min ochel echad ve'ein ha'olan ha'elu psolas gomor lo ra'uyin hikari psolas efshar shir'uyin la'achila yidei hatzchak. Zuck the Magen Mishnah, this isn't real full-fledged borer. Full-fledged borer requires psolas gomor. Over here, bad leaves of lettuce, they're not bad. They're brown. They're not bad leaves. They're okay. You can eat them. Are they not hot? Definitely you can eat them. Therefore, it's not really borer. Borer, two totally different meaning. Or psolas gomor. Over here, Right? It's a little bit worse. But it's not really boger. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. And then the Magen Mishnah says, since it's only a Shavuos, they permit it Mishum Agmas Nefesh. Now the Magen Avram, here in Sifkot in Gimel, and in Sifkot in Hay, says that the pashtus in the Magen Mishnah is that when you have something that's Psolas She'enol Gomor, Psolas Gomor is unusable. Psolas She'enol Gomor is usable Ayvei Hatchad. Psolas She'enol Gomor we're Mekor on Yom Kippurim. It's fundamentally Ochel, no? So we're Mekor on it on Yom Kippurim. But we're not going to be Mekor on it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's going to be Osir. You get the impression, by the way, from the Magen Mishnah, that how come it's Osir on Yom Kippur and not on Shabbos? How come it's Mutar on Shabbos? How come it's Osir on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur? How come it's Osir on Shabbos? The reason why it's Osir is because it's Osir Midrabbanan, because it's a little bit like, it's a little bit like Psolas. But it's not a different min. Meaning, it's considered min echad. And even though I don't want this, still there is no borer b'min echad against the Taz, against the diyuk that the Taz had in Tosis on Ayin Dalin, where Tosis says that by definition borer means psoilas from Olka, not a din of min mishaino mino. Right? You see from the Magen Mishnah. And the Magen Mishnah is telling me that there is no borer b'min echad. There's a din d'rabbanan. If you don't want some of it, it's a shtickle like psoles, and we relax a din d'rabbanan on Yom HaKippurim. Now, the Hagdara of this Magen Mishnah, the way we presented it, is the Magen Avram's take on the Magen Mishnah. However, the Prima Gadim over here in Os Gimel mostly, in Os Hay he refers to what he has on Os Gimel. The Prima Gadim says that the El Yerabah has a different take on Judaism. The El Yerabah says that the reason why it's going to be Usher on Shabbos is because you're doing it for La'achar Zman. I'm being borer min hamitcho l'mayim, and I'm being borer for a meal motzai Yom Kippur. No? Says the El Yerabah, usually that would be osir out borer la'achazman, or be osir out in his lashon hachbana from Yom Kippur l'chol. But a meal on the hachbana be Yom Kippur l'chol, you should make this nefesh. But in Shabbos, I'm not going to be made. That means that according to the El Yerabah's understanding of the Magen Mishnah, we're not inventing a new category of Psolas She'enol Gomor. What we're really saying is that it's a din of Hakana, not a din of Borer. And correct the Prima Gadim, but one second, but the Magen Mishnah says it's Borer. So how can you, El Yerabah, say it's a din of Hakana when it should be a din Borer? It seems to Schwartz. That's me, by the way. It seems to me that the El Yerabah isn't really saying it's Hachana, not Boyer. I think what El Yerabah is saying is that out the din of Hachana becomes Boyer. Because it becomes not La'alter, and only Heter Boyer is La'alter. Okay, Adkan. Now, if we are right La'halacha, if the Magen Mishnah is a raya against the Taz, that means that Borer is a din b'shnei minim. So then, yesh lachkar, what is considered shnei minim? And the Prima Gadim in Ois Beis of the Taz, and the Mishnah Brura quotes it in Os Tesvav, they have lots of hakiris. And basically, What emerges from the Prima Gaudium is that to be Shnei Minim, which again, La Halacha is necessary for Borer, to be Shnei Minim, it has to be either a Chiluk B'Shem or a Chiluk B'Tam. Right? Remember, in Yerideya, right, there are differences between Min B'Mino, Min B'She'eno Mino, and there's Machlokes between the Shach and the Ramah at the beginning of Tzadi Ches, whether it's based on Tam or Shem. Remember this? The Quinch of Sacher and the Machlokes Shach and Taz, right? Okay, very good. Right? Yeah, excellent. I was totally into that Quinch of Sacher last year. Right? Every year I have like one or two favorites. Now, Zuck the Prima Godin by us, obviously, right, the Hagdara of Borer, if it has a different name, it has a different Hagdara. Meaning liver and chicken. You call this liver, you call that chicken, those are Shnei Minim. If you have a different tam, he's assuming also that that would be considered Shnei Minim. You have a different tam. But he's mesupik about tapuchim, chamutzim, umesukim. Sweet apples and more tart apples. Now, it's unclear exactly why he has the suffix. If l'cha'ora, it's based on tam, why would I be mesupik then about tapuchim, chamutzim, and mesukim? Right? It doesn't really make sense why we should have such a suffix. So by shame, in halacha, that's called like a shame levai. That would be called like an extra name, an adjective, which might not change the real shame. The fundamental shame is tapuchim. Right?
So for example, if I were to say like dark chicken versus white chicken.
So we'll talk about that in a second. So I assume that's a shame levai. The dark meat and the white meat of chicken is a shame levai. And maybe that's a suffix in the in the Prima Godim. I'm not sure. We paskin that if it, the Prima Godim himself writes that if I cook two pieces of chicken differently, I have cooked chicken and roasted chicken, that's considered Shnei Minim. So Frek the Archos Shabbos on page Kuf Lamed Tes, Os Lamed Aleph in the footnote, why is the Prima Godim saying as a Davar Pashut that cooked chicken and roasted chicken are Shnei Minim, and he's mesupik about the Tapuchim. So probably, and the Archos Shabbos suggests this, probably the idea boils down to the following. If I bedavka go out of my way to make two different types of chicken, that makes it Shnei Minim. I roast some, I cook some, that becomes Shnei Minim. By the apples, no one bedavka goes to try. It happens, certain apples are tartar, other apples. Right? He probably does not mean, right? You know, this question of Rav Hashanah, we're not talking about that you have some apples in this orchard which are more tart, some apples in that orchard which are sweeter. It probably means in the same orchard, but you can tell there's certain apples that are tartar, certain apples are sweeter. That's probably what it means. I'm not sure if this is correct. I don't know. I should point out also, just one last ta'ara, that the Prima Godim says that let's say I consider something psychos. I don't like it. I'm sitting at a meal with you, and I know that you like this type of food. Zuck the Prima Godim, that's a davar pashut. The Prima Godim says that he's misupit, that if I'm allowed to give it to you. Is it called psoilas me oichel? If I only eat cooked chicken, I don't like the roasted chicken. Can I take a piece of roasted chicken and give it to you, knowing that you like roasted chicken? That's a suffix in the Prima Godim. By the tapuchim, it's a davar pasha to the Prima Godim. I'm allowed to give a tapuach hamutz to you when I only like the tapuach masuk. Why is this true? Not abundantly clear, but we see that there is two differences between the tapuchim presentation in Prima Godim and the other stuff. Ari.
Didn't
That's what I'm assuming. I think that's what the Archos Shabbos is assuming.
But you can't even tell if they're a single type of apple.
I think you can. I think that you can tell a little bit based on the size. Sometimes the same apple, when it's... It goes two ways. An apple has like a certain size when it's mamish, the most geschmack, and then it loses its taste as it's bigger, and it's a little bit more bitter when it's smaller. And that's what I'm assuming the Mitzvah is.
I would assume that it's talking about sour apples and sweet apples, but different kinds of apples.
I don't know. Again, if that's the case, so then we have a problem. How can the Prima Gunim assumes that basot saloy and mavushal are two different types of meat? Right, as a davar pashut, and the if you follow Basra Tam, so then how come Tapuchim Kamutin Masukim he's Masupik about? Right, Basra Taima has two different times. Again, unless it's something akin to Artaz last year in the Kuntras Acharon, that sometimes it's considered Shneimin because the Tam is different, totally different, and sometimes it's pretty similar with just a tad of difference. No? Maybe that's a chiluk. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Oh. What?
Why?
I just don't know if the Mitzias is correct. In other words, I think he's assuming that because I go out of my way to roast this chicken and to cook that chicken, that makes it two minim. So maybe tapua chamutz masuk, maybe it means I have, or masuk, maybe it means I have two different orchards, right? Two different types of apples. And I go out of my way to have this apple and that apple. I can only make sense, right, which is what Ari was asking. I can only make sense of the Archos Shabbos if the Mitzias is the way I was trying to say it within the Archos Shabbos. Dahainu, that in the same orchard I have some bigger, some smaller. I don't know. Now, Halacha, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yoshev disagree about whether the dark meat and the white meat is considered two different minim. No? Reb Yoshev is a big megal. Reb Shlomo Zalman is a big machmir. That would be wild. No? The dark meat and the white meat being considered two things. Oh. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Tesvav. Has a taina like this. Let's say you have two pieces of chicken on the plate. One piece was a teeny bit burned. The other piece is not burned at all. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, that's considered shnei minim. And there's going to be boirer there. No? By min echad lo mikri boirer, im lo shaktsas mihem enam tovin kokach. Right? I like the burnt. Right? You like actual steak. I like well done stuff, whatever it is. So that is, according to Mishnah Berurah, an Isser of Borer. Comes along our dear beloved friend the Megillah Sefer on page 58, Eis Gimel. Megillah Sefer says, what are you talking about? If something is nechal l'rov b'nei adam, that cannot make it a different min. I happen to prefer chicken that's a little less burned. Right, people? We're not talking, again, if the chicken is so burned that it's mamish inedible for rov b'nei adam, maybe then it's considered shnei minim, says the Megillah Sefer. But something that is ne'echal to rov b'nei adam, that would not make it into two different minim. Let's go weiter. The poskim discuss whether iser and heter make something two minim or a single minim. Let's say I have a plate of fruit. Some of the fruit is arva. By the way, against what it says on some of the wine bottles that come from Eretz Yisrael. Right? When you say that the wine is naki mechashash arva, that does not mean that there's no foreskin in the wine. If there be foreskin in the wine, you should avoid that wine at all costs, even if it's not, even if it's past the years of arva. Azkan devar. Right? So some of the Israeli wine bottles, Mamish translated it wrong. It's hysterical.
Huh?
You've seen it. I'm not making this up.
What?
Huh? What did you say? It says, this wine does not have any traces of foreskin.
This is what people translate it, not the moral.
It's pretty bad. Okay. Now, the Achrayim discuss whether Isser and Heter is considered min echar or shnei minim. Like my plate of fruit that some is erla, some is not erla. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Shmir Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Ha'orakuf, has an arichos on this. And everyone points out that this seems to be a machlokas harishonim. The Gemara on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis speaks about being sochet anovim into oichel, squeezing grapes into food. And the Gemara then says, the next line, sochet adam eis, I'm allowed to milk a goat into food. Comes along Tosus, he quotes from the Rabbeinu Tam, that when we say I'm allowed to milk a goat into food, that's true only on Yom Tov. Because on Shabbos, it would be also to milk a goat into food. Because that would be going from Solas into Ochel. Because the goat is not edible on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, my goat is edible. I could shech my goat and eat it. On Shabbos, it's not. So on Yom Tov, it's Ochel into Ochel. On Shabbos, it's not, right? On Yom Tov, it's Ochel into Ochel. It's permitted. On Shabbos, it's Psoles into Ochel. And that's why it's Osir. Atkan Divrei Rabbi Nitan. The Ran on that Gemara, the Ran on the back of the Rif, the Ran says, one second, the goat is not psoiles on Shabbos. This Arya de Isura who derived Yahweh. That's the Lashon of the Ran. There's an Isser on it. And if there's an Isser on it, that doesn't make it psoiles. It still blinds Ochel. It's Ochel that I can't eat. Midin dosh, or some of the Mishnah understand perhaps midin boimer of some sort. That detail, I think, will just complicate things for us. But the question is, am I magdir my goat on Shabbos as psoilus? Comes on Tysus, he says, yes, you are, because you can't eat the goat on Shabbos. Comes on the Ran, says, no, it's not psoilus, it's ochel be'isr. So everyone says, oh, you see that they're arguing about whether Isser is considered Ochel or whether Isser makes something of Psoas. Ari?
So this is going to do with Shnei Minim, it has to do with Ochel and Psoas.
Correct. But Mecha Oira, if I assume that Isser makes something into Mamish Psoas, and I read that Tosis as saying that's going to be an Issa Borer, so that means it has a different... Again, we're comparing Dosh to Borer. Correct. Correct. Oh. Now, the Minchas Ariel, letter Mem, Minchas Ariel says that maybe there's no raya at all from this machlokes, and in fact, in the Igle Tal, he also is docher one way. You see, within the Rabbeinu Tam, that the goat is considered psoilus on Shabbos, maybe what Rabbeinu Tam means is that it's not food. Live goats are not food. The only issue is, can I make my goat into food by shechting it? On Shabbos, I cannot make my goat into food. On Yom Tov, I can make my goat into food. So, we're not saying that Isser alone can create psoles. What we're saying is, you want to say, it's similar actually to what Ari was saying, but a little refined. Isser alone doesn't make it into psoles. It's just that the only reason this would be ochel is because you could eat it. And if I can't eat it, it's not an ochel. That's one approach. Me'idach, in the other direction, says the Minchas Ariel,
you can be dota the following way. You can say that even the Ram, who has this lashon, the Arya the Isura who derabia, and therefore the Ram says it's not considered soulless. But maybe the Ram is only talking about shchita. Shchita, or the lack of shchita, there's an isur gavra. I'm not allowed to shat. Perhaps the Ram would acknowledge if I have food, that's an isur chepza. I have urla. So it's not an isur chepza. Perhaps even the Ram would acknowledge that there would be an isur boirer in that case. Says the Minchas Ariel, Yesh Litchos, the Sushtel to this Machlokas. Yeah?
The expression of Ayin Ariel is first used for Shkatzim or Masim, so.
Which is an Isser Chatzim. Correct, but in this context, perhaps the Ram doesn't mean it to that full extent.
Oh. How does this relate to using a filter?
Comes along the Nishmas Adam in Klal Tes Zayin Oishei, and the Nishmas Adam is specific about the water in New York. The Nishmas, remember, in New York City, the water has these mamish gavadika things called copepods. Right? They're like some of the oldest bugs known to humankind. They're also quite sturdy. Copepods are in the water. And the Nishmas Adam is mesupik about whether there's an iser boirer on these bugs at all. Yeah, he's not talking about copepods per se, but he basically says to Svara that maybe we had in Sif Tesba, Bahala, that the Rush only permits drinking, the Shubasai Rush only permits drinking water with bugs in it if it goes directly into your mouth. But to filter it would be usher going to the Rush. Zuck the Nishmas Adam. Perhaps what the Rush means is that he's talking about bugs which are mulus. Large bugs, gross bugs, disgusting bugs, flies. Something that no one would eat. Maybe that's when the Rush assumes there would be an Isser of Boimer if you don't go straight into your mouth. However, if I have the type of bug that people would eat, it's just Arya the Isura who the Rabbi Alay, meaning, Goyim, do they care about copepods? It's only Arya the Chayyidin who care about copepods. Goyim don't care at all. Therefore, right, if you would drink it, the Lavati, right, it's just that you're Jewish, maybe that's not copsolus. And that's precisely the subject of the Nishmas Adam, which really might relate to the Pashtus in understanding this Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach goes a step further. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, since the consensus is that Isser and Heter are considered Shneinim, that's what he assumes, so Hu Hadin, if I have a box of matzahs, right, this is, by the way, in the Shmir Shabbos, Perek Gimel Din Chavches, in the old versions, in my version. Right, if I have a box of matzahs, some of them are shleimim, some are shavurim. I'm not allowed to take the shavurim out of the box in order to get to my shleimim, because that would be borer. That psoles me'ochel. And iser and heter, halachic differences can create whether it's psoles or oichel. So my matzah shavuros, I can't use for my mishnah. Soilus. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Now, says the Megillah Sefer, woo! That's not true. Megillah Sefer Tainus, one second. Broken matzahs and unbroken matzahs have the same ikar tashmish. The ikar tashmish of matzah is achila. You can eat a broken matzah. Narvas, there's one difference. That one difference from Lechem Mishnah. But that one difference from Lechem Mishnah, that's not the same as any of this discussion. That's one difference. Haraya, that one little difference doesn't matter, says the Megillah Sefer, the Gemara that we spoke about with the Masnenes Shocharno. If I have a mustard at the bottom, and I'm separating my egg, and I want my egg yolk to go through in order to color. I want to color my mustard, make it more yellow.
So in that situation, the din is, that's not bayir. That's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? It's not a problem because both the egg white and the egg yellow are oichel. They both have the same status. They're both food. There's one additional usage that egg yolk has, ligavein. That one additional usage doesn't make it a different min. Says the Megillah Sefer, who had been the Matzah Shleimus and Shavuros, there's one additional usage that it has, that's not enough to make it a different min. Oh, yeah.
So how do we look at the top with the Rush, that whichever one you want to use right now is the Ocha?
With the Tosfos and the Rush, yeah. So apparently, what Tosfos and the Rush are saying is when it's two different minim. Right? We're not going to say that Svar, and we're arguing on the Taz. The Taz is saying that Svar even with Minepa. So that's fundamentally Minepa, we assume that there's no Borer at all. Again, there's one or two moral arguments that we can make on this topic, and we'll go back to tomorrow. We should daven Mincha, because as Orthodox Jews, that's what we do.